So, if anyone wants to see how irrational and immature the cryptocurrency market is, look no further than the reaction to the recent Tether news and Bloomberg coming out and saying the CFTC had subpoenaed Tether and Bitfinex. I think this gives great insight into just to how emotional and how immature the cryptocurrency market is currently, and just a great example of people's mindsets. So I just have a few thoughts on that. So Tether has been in a little bit of a controversy in the past 6 months because they've done some shady dealings. It's come out that they fired their auditor. They aren't releasing some valuable financial information, and there's a lot of speculation out there that they do not have $1 to back up every Tether out there. So it's been common knowledge in the cryptocurrency community for a while now that Tether is not acting as they said they promised. So if you look at what their some of the releases are, they promise that every dollar is backed up by, or every Tether is backed up by $1, and that they're going to be clear and open and honest, and this has been pretty far from the truth. But this has been out there for months now, and it's been widely talked about, and there's been some really good kind of investigative journalism by some cryptocurrency users. I'm very impressed by what they've been able to do. His name is Bitfinex. That's his Twitter handle out there. Bitfinex is who this guy is, and he's written a lot about this. So it's been out there for everybody to look at, and everyone kind of is aware that Tether is maybe not as it appears, and maybe that it's printing out more Tether coins than it actually has for US dollars. But for the past 6 months, no one's really cared. It's been out there in the news, and it's been around, and people have been aware of this, that Tether might not be as it appears. But recently, as in today, Bloomberg released this news article that, you know, Tether's getting subpoenaed, but the subpoena was handed to them back in December, and Bloomberg is just getting a hold of this. And how do the markets respond to Tether getting subpoenaed? While it's decreased about 20%, and I think $50 billion has flown out of the cryptocurrency markets just from this news. And I think this is just so irrational. It's mind-boggling how irrational it is and how irrational some of these investors are. And I think it's actually a good thing that these people are going to get pushed out of the market, and we're only going to have, hopefully, the more rational investors sticking around. And I say it's irrational because the market's known for 6 months now that Tether is not as it appears. And, you know, instead of responding accordingly and being cautious of Tether, people just, I don't know, blindly when it kept on going about things as is. And then as soon as Bloomberg, a semi-respectable news agency, releases this news article, people freak out. So it's crazy that, you know, one news article can have this impact on the market. And I think it's just also so irrational, because I do think that what Tether did was very irresponsible and greasy and pretty fraudulent as well. So I think that they should be rightfully hammered for doing this and just lying to investors. But what they are essentially doing is they're doing fractional reserve banking. They're doing exactly what the U.S. Treasury does, the Fed Reserve does. They're doing exactly what every other country does, which is fractional reserve banking. So they're taking $1 and they're lending it out to 100 different people. So everyone's freaking out, oh, one Tether's not backed up by one U.S. dollar, but, you know, it's the same thing as the U.S. dollar. Right now, if everyone were to go to their bank and they were to request all the money they have in their bank account, and if everyone were to do this, the banks don't have, the banks would not have enough money. The banks don't have $1 for every dollar they're showing in someone's bank account. That's what fractional reserve banking is. It's loaning out more than $1 to one person. And this is essentially what Tether is doing. Tether is essentially saying that, you know, we have one US dollar for every one Tether. So then as soon as people are trading in for Tether, when they trade for Tether, Tether is essentially loaning them Tether coins. So they're essentially taking one U.S. dollar and loaning it out to more than one person. And typically in a normal market, in a normal rational market, people are aware of this.
Appel rejeté.
So people are, people take this with, you know, the skepticism that they should, and they're aware of this. They're aware that, you know, that there is fractional reserve banking out there. But as soon as Tether does this, people freak out and lose their minds. And I think it's crazy because in a normal market, you know, this is common. And that's what's involved in the stock market, is that there is, if everyone in the stock market were to take their money out and cash in and then try and go to the bank and take that money out, they would not be able to get that money out, because a bank doesn't have $1 for every dollar that they have in someone's that they show in someone's bank account on their bank receipt. And typically what will happen in this reserve banking environment is that, you know, those excess dollars will flow around, but because not everyone's cashing at the same time, there's no issues. And this is pretty much the same thing for Tether. Unless everyone in the Bitcoin community and every crypto investor tries to sell their Bitcoin for Tether and then try and trade Tether in for US dollars, there's going to be no issues. There's going to be no significant issues. So I just personally think it's crazy that everyone's freaking out about Tether. I think that it is a fraud and it is wrong, but there's other ways to respond to it instead of selling everything you have in the crypto market. And so yeah, no, that's just my quick thoughts on this Tether matter. I think that it just shows how just irrational people are, and it's just, this is, again, I view this as a kind of a cleansing period, in that January has been a rough month for crypto investors, and it's kind of continues with this Tether news. But I think that's great to get people out of the cryptocurrency investment space that are so irrational, because if they're just going to sell based on every piece of news that comes out, you know, get them out of the market. This will just reduce the volatility in prices. And once that volatility decreases, I think that cryptocurrency is going to be a viable investment strategy for people, just for, you know, the more lower risk people. All this volatility right now is kind of just causing people to not want to invest in the cryptocurrency market. And I totally understand. I don't think it's some fail-safe investment, but I think it's good to push people over the market right now. And I think this Tether news is a great example of that. Okay, that's all my thoughts on for today on this matter. And I will be back in the future to discuss everything cryptocurrency, blockchain, and I'll have a bit more stuff on blockchain technology and what I'm looking for in the future. I know that right now it's been a bit cryptocurrency investing specific, and I don't want to be known as a cryptocurrency investment guy. I want to be known as, you know, talk about everything that is blockchain and that involves cryptocurrency. But right now it's been cryptocurrency's been on the top of everyone's mind, so that's been the discussion point for now.